Well, what an enlightening show this will be. Have the lights gone out on Real's revival hopes? Could TNS be toppled? Will Balor blow second? It's been a heck of a week in the Davabet Welsh Premier League. Most exciting I've ever known, to be honest with you. All those questions and more to be answered during the course of this podcast. Reaction from managers and players at Bangor, Aber, Newtown and more. And as ever, to guide us through the dark caverns of Welsh football, our own Flash Gordon, Mark Jonah Jones. Jonah, you were there when the lights went out. What was it like?
Mark, it was a fantastic game. It was a shame, you know, that the lights did go out at the end. But, you know, and you said about putting a spark into the Davabet Welsh Premier League. I know the Real fans have gone away absolutely gutted because I thought the game was over and done with it, 3-1, 8 minutes to go. I think the substitution of Rob Hughes, you know, may have gone a little bit against him because he was a constant threat all afternoon to Bangor. And it just looked like the minute he went off, they got that goal and they just sort of, they'd done it before and maybe they'll, little bit of experience of winning more games than Real's counted, and the 4-3 turnaround was a brilliant game to be at, mate, honestly.
Now, before we continue with the analysis, there's two big questions in my mind, Jonah. Did you put 50p in the meter? Because you had a big win at Cheltenham on Thursday, didn't you? So did you put 50p in the meter to make sure that the lights came back on?
Well, mate, listen, if I'd have won enough, I would have put 50 pence in, but it can happen, mate. The lights can go on anywhere. I can remember being at Maesteg Park years ago when we played Holywell with David Taylor and you know the old golden boot scorer, and we had to have the match replayed. So luckily enough, the referee seen the game out and the result will stand.
Apparently it all happened because there was a power surge in the area. To be fair, I'm not surprised because the action on the pitch was damn sight electric, wasn't it, Jonah?
Well, they said that there was a power surge when Leicester City scored at the King Power, and there were great goals. It was, for me, it's edged the game of the season so far, I think.
But let's talk a little bit more about Real. Are the lights out on Real's chances of staying in this league now?
Yes, you know, it was a tough ask before last Saturday, Mark, but it really is almost an impossibility now. They have two games, got Aberystwyth away, Aberystwyth are chasing seventh spot, and then they go to Port Talbot. Port Talbot will finally want to rid any doubt of relegation at all by defeating Real, so it's a massive mountain for him to climb. If it wasn't big before last Saturday, it's got a lot bigger now.
There was one beaming smile, of course, at the end of the game. That would have shone some light onto the pitch. The man with the beaming smile, Neville Powell, the Bangor manager. Let's hear from him.
Talked half-time, you know, we knew their threat was Conor Bell and John Owen, and, you know, we had to try and deny them as much space as we could. You know, I don't think we'd done that. I think we dropped off and gave them a bit too much space. And John Owen's it's a worldie there into the top corner. Great goal. And then, obviously, you know, there's a bit of a mix-up there, and it's 3-1, and you think you're dead and buried. But yeah, the lads show the character they've got's unbelievable. You know, we did look threatening. You know, when Steve Lewis, Rio Armadi, Mike Elston, you know, they were a handful. Like, and when we were 3-1 down, I said to the boys on the bench, and Damon Allen missed that one-on-one, I said, we can go and win this 4-3. A few wry smiles at me then, but as you say, it was a fantastic game to be involved in, you know, and had everything. The lights went off for the last minute, and, you know, and you think, and then they had the free kick. So if it was a spectacle for the paying public, what a game, proper football match.
And that leads us nicely into this mid-table melee, Jonah. Bangor, of course, sharing the same points with Carmarthen as we speak. Carmarthen have a game in hand, though. Will that be a help or a hindrance to Carmarthen?
Well, it's got to be a help because, you know, they're on the same points and they've got a game in hand. But who's to say the game in hand is going to count? You know, everybody beating everybody at the moment. There was 28 goals in the six games last week, you know, whether the statisticians have counted them up. And if we're going to have the last 4 or 5 games of the season like that, it's going to be, you know, it's going to be a heck of an Easter programme. They say, you know, in most leagues, Easter is when everything is sorted out almost to the final, and it's going to be a busy couple of games over the Easter period, which could just basically award seventh spot to either Bangor, Carmarthen or Aberystwyth, and it could relegate two clubs.
Well, of course, a great result for Carmarthen over the weekend, and I'm joined now on the line by the Carmarthen manager, Mark Hazelwood. How are you, Ace?
Not too bad, thank you. Not too bad at all.
You are one game ahead of Bangor, equal on points with Bangor, so you're in the driving seat for seventh now, aren't you?
Well, I look at it like this, and I'm not underplaying it. I'm absolutely delighted and thrilled that the goal I was set by the club at the start of the year was to keep the team in the Welsh Premier. We've done that with five games to go. So I'm first and foremost, I'm thrilled by that aspect, that we've managed to stay in the Welsh Premier, acquire enough points with five games to go. Having done that, it's only quite natural that you then start looking at, oh, and about a minute, we might have a little sniff. Now, if you look at Carmarthen, Bangor, Aberystwyth, with the greatest respect to Carmarthen, Aberystwyth would have expected to finish in the top six. So the fact that they almost got to get seventh to justify the type of money that they're spending there. Bangor probably would be expecting to be very close to the top six. They weren't. And so the pressure for me is all on Aberystwyth first, Bangor second, and then Carmarthen bringing up the rear. And therefore, we're nobody's favourites, and so we just drift along nicely. We've had a decent start. I think we've won 4 out of 5. And we'll see where it takes us.
And what's that one thing, that killer aspect of what you do, which will make you stay where you are and beat the Bangors and Aberystwyth? What am I looking at in your team that sneaks you the wins and the draws that keep you there?
What we haven't had to this point, we haven't had that little bit of luck. You know, I think that Bangor got lucky. You know, they you don't very often 3-1 down and win 4-3 away from home. Aberystwyth got lucky. Port Talbot scored 95th minute. They managed to get 196. Now, then teams might say, well, that's not luck. That's hard work. We kept going. We kept fighting. But if you look at it realistically, you put them situations together again, and 1 out of 100, do both teams get a result? So we'll need a little bit of luck. But what we rely on more than anything, we've got an average age of 22, 23. We've got young, fit, athletic boys who it's my job to teach them the game and teach them, I'll give them organisation and discipline on and off the field of play. And if you're looking at, it's hard to put your finger on one thing, but I would say our level of fitness, our organisation, our discipline and our game plan will probably, hopefully, see us soon.
I know you're a big fan of the podcast, Ace, and a big fan of Jonah. Apparently, Jonah helps you when you're on the toilet.
The vast majority of times I listen to the podcast is when I'm sat on the loo at home. And so some of the rubbish that Jonah comes out with, it does help the motions, as they say.
Well, there's nothing bog standard about your performance at Carmarthen this season, and you've achieved more than you wanted to or thought you could at the start of the season. Best of luck with the rest of the season, Ace. It's always fun talking to you, and thanks for coming on the podcast. And their next game is against Portalbert. And, of course, Aberystwyth played Portalbert last week. They had a very interesting 2-2 draw. Hot shot was at it again. Chris Venables with a brace saving the day. Let's hear from Chris.
Yeah, it obviously keeps us in touching distance of the other two teams at the moment, which are, vying for the seventh place. A point down here is always a good point. It's a tough, tough place to come. So, obviously we're delighted to take a point away today.
Well, here we go. We're going to talk about the hot shots again, Jonah. Chris Venables adding another 2 to the tally. See, I mean, you can be the hare and the tortoise in all of this, can't you? You can be the hare of Mark Williams and bash him in at the start of the season, or you can be the tortoise of Chris Venables, plod along at the side and sneak up and win that competition. And for me now, it's Venables' title.
Well, I wouldn't say that yet because, like I said, he's still too clear, Tony Gray, and he scored again himself last weekend. Venables coming back, like you say, class horse in the field, and he's just coming from behind and getting goals every game. 2 goals in the last 5 minutes. I spoke to Paul Fowler, in fact, and he was gutted. He wanted to finish his last game by scoring the winner, but there he was again, Venables, to pop up and get his 15th of the season. I'll tell you what's it's tremendous, Mark, the amount of games these players have played. Gray have played 28, Venables has played 27, and Mark Williams has played 28, so they've been good, consistent performers for their club all season, the three of them.
Well, another hot shot we've got to say congratulations to, or we'll be congratulating next week perhaps, is Lee Hunt, needing one more goal to get a career 200 goals in the Welsh Premier League. If he gets it, of course, only the third player to do it behind Mark Lloyd-Williams and Rhys Griffiths. And Lee Hunt has needed to be an ever-present for Bala. And let's switch to Bala now, because they had a chance, of course, to close that gap between TNS and themselves. They ended up with a 2-2 draw. What do you make of Bala's performance and result last Saturday, Jonah?
A little bit edgy towards the end. You've got to have bits of luck. May I just make a comment about Lee Hunt? And I hope he's listening to this, Lee, because Lee, you were always a thorn right in my side when you were playing. He scored against me in cup finals, scored against me in big league games. He must have scored. If he played against me as a manager 20 times, I bet he scored 22 goals. He was a nuisance. Anyway, well done, Lee, on your 199. But Bala, yeah, just perhaps a little bit edgy against Newtown there, 2-2. It's still all to play for. Still all to play for. I still see them, even though they still got TNS to play, I still see them just edging it. I know Morgs has done fantastic in getting his team up to third already. Tight, right to the wire. But I think Bala, with that 2-point advantage now, might just edge it.
This is where I disagree with you. I think momentum has come back onto NBI Llandudno's side, especially after that great result of the weekend. I absolutely think that they could still challenge again for that second place. And what's become interesting now from Bala's perspective is they're probably having to watch two ways, although they'll probably tell you that they don't really fancy themselves for the title. But while TNS drop points, there's still a possibility of catching them. They must have one eye and be tempted by that. But you do really have to watch the back door. And I definitely think, for me, Llandudno have found their form again. They're coming back. They're winning tough games. And I fancy them taking second off Bala.
Well, I think the front door shut, Mark. The league's over. Saturday, I think their last minute equaliser there, if they could have gone to within 6 points, is still on. But, you know, an 8-point lead for TNS with four games to go is just too big, mate. I think the title will be won in the next couple of weeks. It may even be won this Saturday. But like we say, Bala, they've been there before. They've got second. Like, you know, Llandudno's run of form is a brilliant run of form. And that win at Airbus was one, you know, that's a magnificent win for Llandudno. Not a lot of people seen that, because Airbus had found their form. So like we say, they are on a run of form. But the 2-point lead and the 9 points in four games will get them in, I do.
And another congratulations for an anniversary we've got to say is to Craig Williams. 300 WPL starts. Here he is talking after that 2-2 draw with Bala.
Best moment is probably going to be our first goal in Valletta. Crossed it for Jace to score at the back post, and that put us up on in the tie. And it was, we had a big feeling then that we were going to go through. And Europe is a massive achievement for a club like ours, small club. So that's probably the highlight of those 200 games. We got through to the Welsh Cup final, so playing in that was good. But during the league, we beat TNS away 1-0 a few years ago, scored the only goal. First time they'd lost for a number of years, and I believe they haven't lost there for a few years since. So, yeah, that's probably the standout one.
And add to that 300 list, Ryan Edwards from Bangor, Lee Sermon from Aberystwyth. Congratulations to you all. Good servants for the league, all three of them, aren't they, Jonah?
Oh, fantastic. They've been 300 games is a long time. You know, the league usually consists of, you know, 30, 32, 30. So that's 10 years playing at least. And that's 10 years of consistent playing. They've been magnificent players, the three of them. Ryan's a great, you know, great footballer and a great grafter as well. Craig Williams has class. And Lee Sermon played for me for a long time. A great, great centre-back, attacks the ball, aggressive centre-back, and thoroughly deserves, you know, reward for his 300 games. Well done, the three of you.
Now, let's hear from a man who made a bold statement at the start of the split. The bold statement was, we're going to have a role to play in how this mini-league shapes up. And boy, is he right. Another win against TNS for Gap Connors Key. Let's hear from Andy after that game.
We've shown incredible character. To come in at half-time and be 1-0 down right on 45 minutes to a penalty, which, you know, I've not seen it yet, but I'm told it's a soft penalty. And I thought in the context of the game it was soft, but I'll have a look at it and see what it was like. But I challenged them at half time. I said, you know, you've climbed mountains since I've come in, and we've got to go again now, you know, and you've just got to show incredible character and desire in the second half, and they have done.
Jonah, we may as well call Andy Morrison the puppet master of the Premier League. He's got involved, and every game they've won, he's really playing a role, isn't he?
I bet Andy Morrison wish our result was 2 weeks later. I know you'll believe he could do it again, but he would have loved for that 2-1 win to be in the semi-final to get to the Welsh Cup final. The progression at Gapcon is key since they made him up to manager alongside his assistant Jake Caton has been nothing more than remarkable. You know, points since he took over, he would have most probably won the league in the calendar since he took over. But and then that just goes to show how well he's done. They're a force to be reckoned with. They are now a force to be reckoned with, and he's backing up what he said.
I was going to say, it's on 3G though. I don't think they like that idea, do they?
Well, I think they've been performing well on everything. You've just got to play what you've got to play on, haven't you?
Now, let's move to the other side of the table. We mentioned that Portalbert drew with Aberystwyth. This weekend, it's Portalbert against Rhyl. And, you know, technically, mathematically, Jonah, we're dealing with a situation here where Rhyl can still go there, Rhyl can still win, and Rhyl can lead a fight back. What do you say?
Yeah, well, that's after Friday night's affairs. Obviously, Portalbert go to Carmarthen on Friday evening and Rhyl go to Aberystwyth. So it could be almost dead and buried by then. But I was really surprised that the front three of Rhyl last week, they really did, you know, John Owen, Connor Bell and Rob Hughes. They were dynamite. I felt sorry for them being on the end of the 4-3 defeat. But them three, I'm sure they got a couple of goals in them yet to see their way. If they could get a couple of goals each, it might be a sting in the tail. But I think the Steel men, a couple of points to get us off towards safety. They got enough experience in the camp there. Andy Dyer being around in this league, he'll just get them together. He'll be building for the Welsh FA Cup semi-final. And he'll just say, first of all, let's get the job done in security before we look forward to the semi-final. So I see the Steel men edging out the result.
And you did mention that there's a good Friday of football this week. We've got three games, 2:30 Balor against Airbus, 7:30 Carmarthen against Portalbert and 7:45 Aber against Rhyl. Carmarthen are 5-6 to beat Portalbert at home, Portalbert are 14-5 to win away. And then that Aber-Rhyl game, it's 8-11 for the home Aberystwyth win, 16-5 for the away win. All the weekends odds are available on davabet.com. Go there and please gamble responsibly. The other one that catches my eye on Saturday, caught Scoria's eye as well, didn't it? Because we all thought this was the day when the trophy would be handed over. New Saints against Newtown. It is the Scoria game on Saturday afternoon. The New Saints 1-5 for the win. Newtown 11-1 for the win, 5-1 for the draw. It's not the trophy moment, is it? But is this a sign that the trophy is coming or will come?
You know, Newtown may be able to go there and play with a bit of freedom because they've secured their top six spot now. They, you know, TNS got a Welsh Cup semi-final in 2 weeks' time. So, but you never know which way it'll go. They'll be playing for places in the semi-final. I think that's always key for TNS. They've got good players in their squad and everybody wants to be in the 11. That's why they never knock off. They run well. You know, sometimes you think, can players get stale? Can players get tired? Well, he got a great squad there where he can rotate the squad and they all want to be in the 11. Newtown, though, if you're a Robins fan, 11-1. A couple of Easter egg money on the Robins at 11-1. Surely worth a little punt.
And if you believe my view on life, the MBI Icelanders now are back on a rally and they will take the second spot. They were 6-4 for the home win against Gap Connors Quay on Saturday. 8-5 for Gap to take that. 23-10 for the draw. Quickly, Jonah, that is an absolute acid test of Llandudno, bearing in mind what we've said about Gap Connors Quay, that they can be the puppet masters in this league.
It's going to be a great game, this one. They know they've got to win Llandudno if they're going to come second. Gap Connors Quay, they're beating people week after week and they're so good at not getting beat. But this could be the game of the weekend, this one.
And finally, as we look through the Saturday games, Wayne Jones has told me he's having a lovely weekend this weekend. The Haverford West County manager, he's off to sunny Bangor to parade over some football. Then he's off to Blackpool. So it's a bit of a holiday weekend for him, but obviously he's got a bit of business to do at 2:30 on Saturday afternoon when Bangor play Haverford West. Bangor 4-6 for the win. Haverford West 7-2 for the win. Bangor strong now, Jonah, and Haverford West still struggling to get the results. Is it fair to say that Bangor will nick this one?
it is a cup final for Bangor because they simply got to win. And after last week's 4-3, but Haverford West, Wayne and his boys have done well, like I said, all season. They just something has just lacked, whether it's knocking in the goals, a bit of bad luck, a couple of errors in the defence. Them and Real, if they do go down, which it looks like now, unfortunately, right, they haven't disgraced the league at all. They've been good additions to the Welsh Premier League and they've kept it a game and competitive league all season. So, you know, not preempting their relegation, but if they do go down, they certainly haven't gone down without a fight.
Have Haverford West come up a season too early?
You may think that because every time I look at them, they've got a good set of players. They've got a decent set of players, but they've just, you know, Wayne might just tell you that they've had a bit of bad luck here, there and everywhere. If you go through the highlights of Scorio right the way through the season, I wouldn't mind betting they've missed more one-on-ones than anybody else. Sometimes it's all about putting that ball in the back of that net to get you them points, and I think that's just might want to let them down. In the goal-scoring charts, nobody from the Bluebirds has really got into double figures, and I think you need someone to get you into double figures.
Well, talking about where Haverford West might end up next season, down at the Welsh League, I want a quick look at them, because last time I had a look, Cardiff Met were flying high. They're now in second place. Barrytown United above them by 1 point. But of course, the warning bell, Jonah, 3 games in hand for Cardiff Met.
3 games in hand for Cardiff Met, Mark, but I'm glad you brought that up, because this Saturday, outside the Daffabet Welsh Premier League, I think the Welsh football game of the day is Barrytown United versus Cardiff Met at Jenner Park.
The way that Barry are playing at the moment to get themselves at the table, you know, people say games in hand are great, but actually, if you lose one of those games in hand sometimes, it's a mental thing in your head then you go and waste a couple of more points, don't you?
Oh, definitely. I mean, Goitra, by the way, from Gwent, they got 4 games in hand on Barry and they're only 7 points behind, so it's definitely a 3-horse race. Smart Money still says the Met should do it, but Saturday could be a big turning point. If Barry were to go 4 points clear and they defeat the Met at Jenner Park on Saturday, then I think the race for the top spot is really on.
It's an absolute corker of a game. If you're within 90 miles radius of Barry, get yourself down to Jenner Park on Saturday for that game. That'll be one of the great Welsh football games. And to be honest with you, it's the sort of atmosphere they'll generate down there. And it's the sort of interest that they generate in football down at Jenner Park. Whoever's playing them, it would be a lovely thing to see in the Welsh Premier League.
Yeah, definitely, Mark. They're both, you know, both be good additions. Barrytown, they're an institution in Welsh football. And we all know they belong back in the Welsh Premier League. It will happen sooner or later. And the Met are a wonderful footballing team with good footballers at their club. But that will be a smart game this Saturday, Barrytown versus Cardiff Met.
And more importantly, as you found out the other week, Jonah, the half-time catering and the half-time hospitality at Cardiff Met is fantastic. And that's why you and every other journalist in Wales wants Cardiff Met to go up.
You know, I just think you worry a lot about food, Mark. I don't know why. I'm not saying anything about your stamp. You worry a lot about food.
Food is important. You need food to watch football. That is why you need to get that right. And believe you me, any football official or any journalist will tell you that you go to the catering first and you worry about the soccer later. Good stuff at Jenner Park as well. I can vouch for that. Anyway, wherever you're eating this weekend, have an extraordinary Easter. Do you see what I did there? Me and Jonah are going to be back next week, full of chocolate and full of joy, hopefully having a Welsh Premier League to review like we have this week, and keeping you up to date with what's happening with those leagues underneath to see who will be joining next week. Say bye-bye, Jonah.
Happy Easter.
Brought to you by Audioboom.